Hello and welcome to another episode of Bourbon and Blood. Tonight we are talking about a movie called Ghost Story.
He didn't say quite how it should have been. Ghost Story.
And here's the music. I'm Danny.
I'm Brian.
And we're here to talk about Ghost Story.
What year did this come out?
1981.
So it's a story about revenge, but really it's a story about how old white men are the worst. So
yes.
Be prepared for ageism and sexism because old white men are the worst.
Well, really. It shows that boomers are the worst.
Yeah.
That's pretty much what it is.
I mean, I liked Fred Astaire when he was younger, but now he's an old white man who murders.
Well, he did.
They all murder. All right. So we start off and it's four grumpy old men telling ghost stories.
Well, no, when it starts off, they're all having these old nightmares. Like,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. And then we kind of jump to them in some little like lounge. I gotta be honest, man, it looked real cool. I want to be 80.
Looks like a study.
Yeah, in a study with leather chairs, drinking some, they're saying brandy, but I prefer bourbon myself.
What are we drinking tonight?
Oh, we are drinking a couple things. We're bringing Traverse City. That's the brewery, our distillery. We're doing the higher proof.
95? 65.
I think 94, the XXX, which is their kind of echelon. And then it was another, I think, 90 or a little bit less, the 80 for their cherry, which is the
cherry's
upper.
Cherry's so good.
But it's the upper echelon, not the one you get at Costco.
And we're drinking it straight, so we're feeling fantastic.
Fantastic, people.
Just marvelous.
It's like I can hear my dog is like, why can't I sit on the fucking chase with you? Here you go. All right.
So these four grumpy old men are part of the Chowders Society, which is like the Midnight Society.
Yeah.
Only add 50 years.
Yeah, it was like a fraternity, but it was weird. Chowders? What the hell? They didn't really even explain what Chowders was.
I mean, this is, if it wasn't for these old guys being terrible and white and old and terrible, like,
it'd be cool. I would have been
excited to be in a group like this where it's just old men drinking, talking about horror movies. Because, like I said, it reminds me of, like, Are You Afraid of the Dark?
Yeah, the Midnight Society. Yeah,
but, I mean, yeah. But all these guys are just... Also, they were paying attention to the first ghost story, but yet they were like... They looked bored at some points, and I don't know if it's just because they're old.
Well, I think it was their oil, because I think like they were like, oh, that's a really good story, because I feel like that's how they kept really in touch with what they had done was basically ghost stories.
The one goes, that was fantastic. Scariest one yet. God, what was the ghost story they told?
It was a tail end one though, right?
Yeah, because we only heard the ending.
So it's like any kind of movie, like even like you would say like The Fog, where they tell a story and it's a tail end. They don't really tell you the nitty gritty. It's like, oh, it's mostly to set you up like, oh, we tell ghost stories. And that was a scary thing.
And the heart was beating under the stairs. That's just some Poe. That was a Poe example of Poe.
Very Poe example. Okay. Jeez.
All right. So we cut to the brother, David.
Oh, yeah, but that guy, though.
Living in New York. That guy. Who's the other guy?
Oh, yeah. Who's that guy? Who's this guy?
There's there's two brothers that are twins. It's and David. And I was like, they don't look anything alike. And Brian was like,
hey, that guy is the guy because that guy is this guy. That's the
same person.
They're the same person.
With like the same actor is what he's getting at. And I mean, I guess that mustache game was really impressive because it threw me off.
It was a good one. It was a good one.
I was like, that's not the same gentleman.
But they definitely acted different. So it was like, he's a pretty good actor.
So he's freaking out in his fancy New York high rise. He's like,
There's a naked girl in his bed. He's like, who are you? I mean,
well,
who?
First of all, if you when it zoomed in, this woman let the bathtub run over.
Yeah.
So first of all, you're like, who the hell are you?
He's half naked. It's morning and she's naked in bed.
Who are you?
It's not who you want to what you want to say to a half naked girl in your bed.
Well, yes, true.
And then you find out it's also his fiance. So whatever.
Well, that's even worse. Like, what?
So he's like, who are you? Who are you? And finally, she's like doing a creepy voice, but her head's down in the pillow. And she's like, I am you. And he can't handle this. So what happens to him?
He turns her over and her face is all rotten and he falls out a window.
He like backs up and then you see hardcore dong hangage. Like he is falling. Like this is the first 10 minutes of the movie and there's a naked man with a mustache with limp dick just falling down.
This is 1981, everybody. 1981 showing limp dick.
I know. That's pretty early on. I feel like in 1981 that would have caused this to get an X rating just to see.
It's only when you use it.
Any shaft. No. In the 80s, any shaft gave you an X rating.
Really?
I don't know. I don't know the ratings. I just feel like they didn't lighten up on that until like the late 90s.
Yeah. No, this was he fell out a window was going to die. He wasn't like, I'm going to use this. He was more like, yeah.
Well, I'm not saying anything's wrong with his penis. I'm just saying, trust me, his penis was just fine, Brian. What I'm saying is, it was unexpected to see boobs and penis in the first 10 minutes of a movie called Ghost Story.
I'll tell you, though. I'm going to tell you a little. Let me just throw this in here. I saw this when I was like 11 or 12 years old.
And it changed everything.
Well, I'll tell you, the first time I saw it was on like Skinamax or some shit. And she's naked. All you saw was, first you saw her boobs. And you're like, holy shit. And
then you saw your half-rated face, half-rotted face.
And then you're like,
holy shit,
I'm like,
yes.
I'm going to, and then I got to watch more. But then you see more negative. And you're like, okay. And it wasn't until about the third time seeing this that I became like a horror aficionado.
Of boobs?
Of yeah. Just horror. Like after Friday the 13th. Like watching like this is 1981 though, but watching this, I was like, it was a good horror flick. Like all of a sudden, like I started looking at like how the makeup was done. I started watching. Hey mom, get me Fangoria. And you know what? Mom was like, okay.
Your mom didn't know what she was doing.
She did. I told her it was a makeup magazine. My mom was wow. Yeah. She was very like, hey,
mom.
Well, look. I mean, if I probably could have look. My sister got me like Playboy at age 15, so I don't think really my mom was just too tired to give it. My mom was like, okay, whatever.
All right, so let's see. Naked plunge. Oh, he almost hit the pool. It was real close.
He came close, man. Like he was so close to giving like a belly flop, and he just yeah.
He would have died though, right? Because it was a pretty high rise that he fell.
He would have been here's the thing though. Was there anywhere on the pool?
No.
Oh, then he would have died. Because if he hit the water and it hit him like belly flop, all the air would have like been like, but if somebody was there, they could have saved him and put air in, but he probably would have just sunk right to the ground bottom there. Yeah.
Just missing the pool, really starting this movie off with a splash.
And then, but later on, but David was having like nightmares of this shit. Oh, was that later on?
No, David's the one that died. Donnie is the one that's...
No, Donnie died. Donnie died.
Listen, don't name your twins with two D's. Come on. Donnie, David, Derek.
Donnie died.
Dominic.
David is the one who was alive.
All right, so David's alive. I'm going to have to remind me every time I say the wrong name in my notes then. I put Donnie for fucking everything.
Donnie.
All right, so...
Yeah.
Yes, there was a sad funeral. David goes back to his dad's. His dad's a piece of shit who just doesn't care about David.
But it was a really weird dialogue on that.
Yeah.
His dad's like, hey, look. And then, you know, David's like, I'm starting like yelling at him. I'd be like, if I was his father, I'd be like, man, shut the fuck up. Like, what's wrong with you? And then he'd calm down a minute. And then he's like, look. You know, whatever about whatever we're talking about. And then he was already yelling again. And like, it was just a weird, like the dialogue on that was very like black and white. There was no gray in there. It was like one guy was mellow and one guy was a lunatic. Although We did not know at the time that David was fucking a ghost.
Yes.
So
the dad, during that whole scene was giving very calm and collected, but he was definitely giving the wrong kid died kind of vibes.
Oh yeah, like, hey man,
the wrong kid died today.
Yeah, it would have been you.
Yep.
You're not successful. You're a shitty writer.
You're drinking all the time.
Well, look, if you fucking ghost, you'd be drinking all the time.
He didn't know yet.
I know.
This is something he finds out.
No, but you will talk about that. Probably
so,
sooner than yes. later, because I'm really off on a tangent right
so now. So David's dad wakes up one morning, and this part definitely gave me Grumpy Old Men. What was the dad's name in Grumpy Old Men? Like Walter Math?
Yeah, I don't even know.
Walter his dad, though, the old dad, and Grumpy Old Men would walk out in like slippers and pajama pants and a snow coat. And in this, he does the same thing. The dad walks out.
No, you missed, though, that after the funeral, David was doing something and he came home and he walked in his door and he hears this.
Oh yeah, the dad
moaning. And I was like, look, I would have been like, yeah.
I hear those noises in a room. There's no need for me to go in that room.
I walk out there. I
like to respect the sanctity of the spank.
Well, I'll tell you a funny story is my friends, he woke up one morning and their sound was turned to porn. He realized his dad was watching porn in the morning. But I was like, it'd be the world of the moment you wake up, like, wait, your dad's where you're like, do the moonwalk out the front door. A bit like, ah, sorry.
And that's when you move out. You saw too much.
Well, I did tell him in college, you should have, you know, but he got free rent. It's really hard. You can never bring a chick home.
Yeah. So the grumpy old man is the next morning after the masturbating noises. He's out walking because he's like, I don't know. He's losing his mind. He's seeing things and he gets to a bridge. And this is when I'm like,
oh, you're jumping too far ahead.
What did I? Oh, the mailman.
He goes, hey, dude, I'm sorry for your loss. And he ignores him and he's like, hey. In this town of like, who knows, like a small little creepy sleepy town, you'd think it'd be like, you'd run to him, like, dude, why are you out in your pajamas and your like slickers and your like overcoat, what's up, man? And you're like, come out, let's go back in. And then he's like, whatever.
I'm gonna let this old man walk around in his PJs in the middle of the winter.
I feel like if he would have been like, leave me alone, I'd have been more like what I would do. That'd be me.
Leave me alone. So he gets to the bridge, and this is when I'm like, yes, queen, because we have this one. We find out there's this one girl who was the girl from the beginning in the bedroom. It's this girl who jumps up behind old white man, turns into this gross zombie girl. Ghouly. She's a pretty ghouly.
She pretty ghouly. She pretty / ghouly. She got some nice boobies.
She scares him. He falls over and he just lands on the ice all splatty.
Oh my lord. That was a good shot though. Because he just went, oh, first of all, you'll see him again. Is this like this yes. like plower? And you know, of course they show the plower and you're thinking, man, this guy's gonna run him over. And this guy's like drinking alcohol. He's like, yeah. You're thinking, oh yeah, you know he's just gonna run him over. No, he just happens to be there, and the guy falls over, he goes, oh shit. Like, matter of fact, you say, oh fuck, I don't remember.
We're not gonna get into it yet, but it's not the only time Mr. Plow has seen someone die
in this town.
And like, I feel like Mr. Plow needs to write a story about old white men dying around
him. I think he needs his own club. The shit I've seen around this shitty little town.
So David's dad is now dead, and David's brother. David's actually taking it all right. He's like, I mean, we first meet him in this movie and he's drinking a ton, and that's before anyone dies. And then he doesn't seem to drink at all now.
What would you think his uptake would be like? Exponential.
Yeah. So he goes into detective mode, right? We got Detective David on the case. He goes into the basement. He's digging through his dad's stuff.
What is this?
He finds a fucking picture of four young dudes, our creepy dudes, our Chowder Society.
Chowder.
With a girl in front of them and a girl that he knows.
But how does he know that? Because the face is all blurry.
But you know, he could tell by the body. Yada yada yada.
Yeah, he done that. He like yeah.
He's been in.
And I'll be honest. So here's what I gotta roll up real quick. So this, what's her name? Alma, Eva, whatever. She literally is a ghost, but she is materialized as a human being.
Yeah.
She had a fucking job, which of course most ghosts would be like, why do you need a fucking job? Because of course it was to meet David, no doubt. But she got a paycheck. She got a rent. Because at first I'm like, maybe it's all imaginary. But when he goes into work, he goes, where's whatever? Go, where's Alma? This like really bitter old woman goes, you know, she's gone and she hasn't checked in. So that then rolls out that she's real.
Dude, so, if you told me I had to get a job after I died, I'd be pissed.
Dude, that's why religion is the worst. Like, hey, man, I'm going to go to heaven. And what job am I going to do? Well, you're going to live the same life. I'm like, bitch, I don't want to work.
Can I go to hell? Can I just be tortured? That's better than going to work every day?
Look, man.
In heaven?
Bill Hicks has the best. That's where all the best music is. We just listen to music all day. Listen to music, drink, and make fun of Christians.
So,
hey, you might take it. I'm sorry.
So the picture of...
I love your faith.
The four, no, the picture of the four dudes and the girl mm-hmm. instantly was like, okay, I am completely on Eva's side in this movie. I want this old soggy woman to just murder all these old men. She's the hero of the movie. Go feminism, go get your revenge. Yes, queen, kill all these old
men. You know, they're singing a savior from Nikki, right?
No. She won't listen to this.
Oh, she will. I'm gonna make.
I did write all that down before.
But you know, so what's really interesting about it is that, even in what's happening is, you know, David kind of goes, "Hey, this is what's happening." Nobody wants to listen. He's just trying to go, "Hey, some weird shit's happening," and everybody knows what's happening. They know it, like we know, but they're just like denying it, because then there's this group, his name's Gregory Bates.
Yes, I wanted to talk about them, and then that's the child.
And the child, but in that, I feel that like they're kind of mixed in, right? Because they don't play a prominent part, but after I think one of them died. The doctor Gregory dies.
Oh, no.
Gregory.
Sorry.
Yeah. That he goes, Ricky is like, oh, Ricky, you're so fine. You're so fine. You blow my mind. Hey, Ricky. He goes, hey, he knows some shit's up. So he goes up to the house, and that's when they kind of start talking to him. And they leave, though.
They let him leave. And then they also bail because the cop comes later. But, like, let's discuss this plot hole. Who is Gregory Bates and this child? So they escaped a mental ward and they suddenly just helped this ghost.
Well, because I think they were crazy. And they always say,
why do you got to be crazy to help a ghost?
Well, because their senses are extra. I don't have a ghost. I don't have no ghost.
Haven't you watched any ghost story? You help the ghost, they pass on. Watch Casper the Friendly Ghost. Classic movie.
Yeah.
Anyways,
hey, I've watched enough Ghostbusters
to
know that, look, some ghosts that stay around, a bunch of bitches.
They have unfinished business.
Look, there's only one good ghost, and that is Slimer.
Yeah, he's pretty good.
He's the only one.
He's just a hungry boy.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what else were you going to say about Gregory? I feel like
so they kind of jumped in, and I thought literally that cop that went in was going to be like, gone, but no,
he had a long scene for not having any importance.
Yeah,
he walked around an empty house, a crow scared him, and this was like a good 6 minutes.
Yeah, like that was it. Like, you're expecting some crazy, like he's gonna kill him, but no. But that is when David gets home. Oh, wait, I'm probably jumping ahead.
No, I think you're right.
Back. David gets home, he's like, because this is kind of jumping a little bit, but comes home and Greg's like, man, and he's downstairs. So this is the coincides that he gets that picture. Here's the elevator. What the fuck is that? Goes upstairs and Greg comes down and starts talking about the ghost, and he's just like, "What the fuck are you talking about?"
Hold on, Brian.
Oh yeah.
You're just gonna brush over the fact that Gregory comes down the dumbwaiter, shirtless in a blazer, rubbing his chest hair. You're gonna act like that didn't happen, and then the creepy kid.
I was a little too.
Is also shirtless in a blazer. I know,
because 1980. You never know what's going on.
Why? Where did they get these cool sports jackets, blazers?
Oh no,
they didn't decide to wear shirts.
Oh yeah. Okay. Here's. Okay.
You were on the right path. You just brushed over.
Okay, I brushed over what he was wearing, and then, oh no, yeah, you're right. So then the little freak pulled out a necklace. But here's the thing: one thing we missed is when Ricky was in the house. Ricky went back in. Oh no, yeah. Oh, that's later on. Sorry.
Yeah,
sorry.
No, you were on the right path.
No, because I was on the right path. Because I know I'm probably jumping ahead, but they go back to the house and Ricky. Because there's more when they tell a story about Ricky comes out in this hot 19, like 57 Chevy or whatever, rolls up with like chains on the tire, and he just gets hey, I've been like,
without looking at who's driving.
I know, but this isn't even Uber. Like it had to hit me 1 minute. I was like, did he call for a car? I was like, wait. There's no phone. Like, this is a 19. Well, you know what I'm saying? And he gets into a car with a free, like, Gregory.
Yeah.
And this old ass car. I'm like, the car was hot, though. Anyway,
it was a cool car.
I jumped ahead. I was so excited to talk about that car.
The next part we need to talk about, because I think this is the part where David goes, he's like, I want to join the society, and I've got a story for you. And he tells his story of how he met. Not Eva.
Alma.
So we start off, and also I want to point out this part, that there is only like two women in this movie who have speaking roles, and maybe three women total. So again,
Peter Straub, it's so sexist.
Yeah.
I'm not obvious.
Anyway, so he's going through a school. There's a new secretary to the dean, and it's Alma.
But she yells out, hey, David.
Yeah, she knew his name because she had this plot in her head all along. So they start dating. And I remember at the beginning, David told his dad, oh, yeah, I slept with her.
Mm-hmm.
But he did more than sleep with her. They had like months on months.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, though. But that's what I'm saying. Like, so he goes, yeah, I slept with her before he. So he just made it sound like, yeah, man, I cheated. Like
a one night stand.
Yeah, he made it sound like, yeah.
They were like engaged.
He's like, I cheated on Donnie, you know, when in reality, he's like, look, I'll tell you what happened. I was engaged to this woman, but she was fucking crazy. I told Donnie, do not. She cold. She's like a fish.
Yeah. There's a scene where they're having milkshakes. And I thought it was really funny because he's like, close your eyes. And he rubs milkshakes on her lips. And he says, make a wish. And I was wondering if I've been doing it wrong all this time. Is it not like an eyelash or a shooting star? It's rub milkshake on someone's lip. Or a
punch in the face.
Make a wish.
Make a wish.
So I want you to tell me your theory that you talked about during it at this part.
So
this is a ghost girl.
So there's this one point where I'm thinking, this, you know, you've seen in movies, in a prime or a video game, Mirage, by the way. Assassin's Creed, is like she was a ghost, and so this guy literally is sitting by himself. But Danny pointed it out later that it was not. But I was like, wait a minute. So literally, he's sitting in a restaurant by himself, like with like ice cream or feeding himself, and then
milkshake
on his lips. And then you see him running in the rain, like a crazy person in the rain. I'm like, what if it's like she's not there and he just looks like a fool? But then he pointed out, the old secretary's like, she didn't show up to work. So somehow this ghost is materializing and going to work.
Yeah.
She is literally, she could have been like, you know what? F with these guys. I hate them. I'm going to make their life miserable. But I will live forever. She could have just lived forever.
I mean, she didn't want to, though. She wanted to.
Why? She could materialize, do whatever she wants.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, things really got weird for their dating when they were taking a milk bath or some sort of bath with like
it wasn't milk, it was a bubble bath.
And it was all white. And yeah, I know people bubble. Take milk baths. They had like a serious relationship from milk baths to finger banging in public restaurants.
That's true. But you're right. So their relationship seemed normal.
Tell that milk.
I mean, he was a little, like very new relationship, crazy stuff. But it was when she went in the water because he was like, oh, yeah. And he pulled her under and she pulled up like,
bah! She just started screaming.
Yeah. But that's when it changed, right? So at one thought, I was thinking, did she know that she was a ghost? And then I'm like, of course she did, because she literally called out to him in the university. So she knew, but somehow that really the whole demeanor of it changed. And she just was like, I want to marry you. I'm going to blah, blah, blah. And he was like,
we're going to do it in your hometown and the church you were born in. And
I'll tell you, man, I give David 1,000 motherfuckers. Like, if more men were like, fuck this shit.
Yeah, he bailed. He went home. Yeah. As soon as they got back from their little vacation, where she would stand at the window and talk to herself and then laugh when she was laying in bed.
Yeah, like, I'm going to steal your soul.
He was like, you know what, baby? I actually don't know if I want to get married ever. So I'm going to take off.
He's like, look, you're a fucking freak, but not the kind of freak I want. I'm out of the door.
Yeah.
But I thought that was interesting though, right? Like, he was like, how many marriages would be saved? You're just listening. You're like,
You got to have those hard conversations sometimes.
I tell you.
So,
you know what's always the first one?
What?
The second always turns out the best.
Oh, good.
It's like, good to know. Sorry. I'm thinking to myself. I tell you, man, I love Nikki so much.
All right, so his story's over, basically. He ended it by saying his brother met a girl, and it's the same girl.
But he, when he goes, she comes back home, he drops her off, and he goes, hey, and she's like, I want a blah, blah, blah. And he's like, yeah, I want to hold off.
Yeah, I said.
But then she freaks out, and he just leaves, and he goes back to school, whatever, and he goes back in the office, and she's gone. That's what you get.
Oh, yeah.
That's kind of jumped everything, is where all of a sudden, okay, well, she was real. This ghost is manifesting as a human being.
And working. Collecting a W-2.
Yes, W-2. And then and being able to afford an apartment with furniture, because he goes back and everything was empty. And you're like, why the fuck would you even waste your time? I'd be like, I hate these motherfuckers, and I'm going to make their life and their children miserable.
Well, that's what her plan is.
No, she wanted to marry him for another fucking 100 years.
Yeah.
She could have, look, at that point, she learned how to possess somebody or whatever. Like, she was.
She does possess someone, because she possesses the little kid later.
Oh, that's. Yeah, what a rotten kid. Yeah.
So he's at a bar and he calls his brother. His brother's like, I met this girl. She was calling out for you. We're in love. We're getting married.
But instead of him going, yeah, man, I fucked that chick already, he's like, look, she crazy. She cold.
Is that so bad?
I don't know.
No, that's what you should say. She's cold. She's crazy. Don't marry her.
I do not believe you. See, they don't believe that, right? If he would have said, look, man, I had her first, she'd have been like, really?
I don't want that.
He would have been like, F you, man. Like, yeah, she liked my rider, dick first. He liked that rider like unemployed, like half a professor when he was a millionaire. Like, this dude was like wearing cowboy boots, which I love that dude. He goes like, look at my dude. The mustache threw you off.
Yeah.
So I still love him.
So we cut to him back, and the old men are like, oh, that's a crazy story, we don't believe shit, because they're old men.
No, but they do though, because
only the one does.
Oh no, Ricky was like, I believe you. And then of course, you know, Forsyth is like, yeah,
give me another brandy. Joker?
Yeah, Ricky's the guy who's like, I'll drive you home. But so, he was also the motherfucker who was like, that's an optical illusion.
So that night, Ricky's having a nightmare.
That's Ricky.
And his wife comes over him.
That wasn't Ricky.
Oh, that's what I asked.
That was Ricky Gregory.
Gregory was having a nightmare. And he starts choking his wife and he wakes up. But then the next morning, our girl Eva's downstairs asking to see the doctor. And Gregory's like, I don't see patients anymore. But he's still... This part pissed me off because...
She goes, I thought so too. I'd say, bitch, get out of my house.
He's shaving with a straight razor. I'm sorry, directors. You have this old man being haunted by a ghost, shaving with a straight razor, and you choose to kill him with a heart attack downstairs?
Truth.
Come on.
Yeah.
You spent like 2 minutes watching him shave with a straight razor. You couldn't have the ghost girl come up behind him and just like take the blade and just like cut the throat. No, he has to have a heart attack. I don't have my pills. Woo, 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 woo.
Remind me never to be shaving myself
with around me, around a ghost.
And with around ghosts.
Right, we did have a nice conversation about how great straight razor shaving is.
It is the most awesome.
I want to buy one.
Yes, let's asterisk that. I'll tell you this: a great when you it's easy because when you're straight rate when you use a straight razor, your skin isn't. It's not very pliable. It is not like it's not very easy to living flesh, by the way, to only say to when you run a razor over it. Like, I don't know, I'm not talking dig in, but you go over it with a straight razor, but you go up and up and up. You never, I mean, it is, you have to learn. And some people learn with balloons, but I did it when I was like 8, 9 years old and it was awesome.
I mean, I get a straight razor shave at the barbershop in downtown, I love it. Ugh. And they soak your face in the hot towel.
I did that when I got married. Oh, so good,
man. It's so nice.
If I was still working at Lear Burnett, I swear to God, I'd get one every month. I would do it. That would be my one. See, people are like, what are your, like, one things you like? And I'm like...
straight razor shave?
Yeah. Maggie, lay down.
So my next note was, is she sticky or wet? Oh, it's because when we see her, we don't know if she's like a sticky zombie or a wet zombie.
Well, first of all,
didn't know the drowning part yet, though.
Well, the first thing is when she rolls in on people continually, she's like, you're like, I'll be honest. There's this point where you're just like, man, I'm drinking a lot. Like, you know, the drugs were like in the 80s. I'd be like, I'd be touching it like,
what are you?
Oh, are you wet. Real? I would be like, are you real? Like, and then you'd be like, I'd be like, oh, gross. And if you had a dog like the dogs I have, they'd be licking your hands. It's like, I'll tell you, they'll eat anything.
So they all meet back up, and our boy David shows back up, and then it's like the spring of 50 years ago.
Oh, yeah,
then, they transition to this.
Oh, yeah, then they tell their story of how.
Everything that happened.
Oh, yeah. Hey, here's the story. When literally the guy who died, Gregor, was like, I want to tell the story. And they're like, you can't. It took literally him dying for me to go, you know, let's tell the story.
All right, you know what? Let's go ahead.
But the story itself was literally really, really
creepy.
Well, it's kind of lame, you know, because it's very unconventional. Because, look, this happened in the 20s or 30s, and this woman is hanging out with four men. Which, of course, it would have labeled her already a whore. I mean, no doubt. Like, you can't have one woman hang out with four guys.
In the 20s.
In the 20s, right? You can't. It just wouldn't have happened.
She was beautiful. All four of them were in love with her.
Well, I think one was in love with her. But three of them were like, they were just like, oh, shit, I want that. Like, you know. And then, of course, one guy, which was David's father, he... had an opportunity because she picked him, and for whatever reason, because I'm gonna be a politician, I'm gonna be rich, whatever. And
it was that mustache, man.
It was, and they were all together, but he had a moment where he literally was like he couldn't keep what he was doing with her private.
Yeah.
And he was impudent at one moment where he just couldn't get it up. And of course, the guys are like, what happened? What happened? And of course, he goes, it was awesome. And of course, these guys, his friends, who was like Forsyth, the main guy, was like, oh, yeah, he was the main guy. And instead of he said, look, he would have saved himself a bunch of problems. He said, look, none of your fucking business.
Yeah.
Look, I don't give a shit. This is my girl.
So the four
of them, show some respect, motherfuckers.
The four of them get drunk and they show up at her house and they're trying to dance with her and be flirty. And one of them get a real piece of shit.
Well, that was foresight. It's like, yeah, I'm gonna do that. But he's like, you don't need. And then of course, Gregory's dad goes, oh, you don't have to do that. And she's like, oh, do you want
David's
me to
David's dad? Gregory David, was yeah, the psycho.
Yeah. Gregory was a psycho, but David's dad was like, she's like, well, do you want to say what happened last night? Which I was gonna say, you're impotent. And he, of course, pushed into a wall. And you know how they're gonna solve that entire process is really check her pulse. I don't know.
They're college, dumb, drunk kids.
Look, I was in college. You know how many pulses I checked to make sure people weren't dead?
I was in college. I didn't check a lot of pulses. Where did you go?
I went to Western Michigan. It was at DU. I was in a fraternity.
Okay.
And I checked a lot. I made sure that many sick fucks did not, like, there's so many times I slept on a couch because these girls were so stupid. Matter of fact, I just made sure they didn't puke on my bed. I had garbage cans waiting. You know what you do, though? You come in every couple hours and you go, smash, smash, smash. You clap your hands and they're like, oh, you're okay, they're alive. Look, man, you don't want to go to jail.
I do want to point out that before they went over to Eva's house and did unspeakable things, they all toasted to women and how amazing they are. And I thought that was really just disgusting.
Well, yeah, because you knew they're like, women are amazing. Let's go fuck them.
Let's all go have. I mean, that scene at the house could have been a lot worse. I'm really glad it wasn't.
I know we geared up. I gotta be honest, but you know, really, the thing is,
like, 84, I was like, oh shit.
But it caught us because, look, you had like Fred Astaire in this, Forsythe. Or wait, a couple other people. You had like all these like really old actors, and you knew they would not have their name attached to a rape scene. Yeah. You know that. You knew that. So it was very
like, anything essay. I'm glad they didn't get too deep into. It was just a push her over, and she dies.
Well, she did not die.
Yeah. So they take her body because they're drunk and think she's dead. They put her in a car, and they push it to go out into a lake, and then they're looking down at the car with flashlights.
And she opens up.
Yeah, she's like, oh my God, I'm alarmed. Don't drown me. And she drowns.
No, she does not drown.
She drowns. Alive. She's not actually alive.
She's alive.
She's dead.
She was alive. When she looked out that window, she goes, yeah. And then she fell off.
I know, but she's dead.
I'm just saying.
All right, so we cut back to.
Because you know what? Gregory Bates said she was alive.
Gregory Bates was insane.
I know, but how did she talk to Gregory Bates?
Okay, so she stayed alive underwater for 50 years?
To kill those men.
That's how strong her revenge was. I'm not dying.
She
left the car. Anyways.
Well, she probably could have, but instead she got a job. She got a job in a department.
She had no time to leave the car. She got a job. She had responsibilities.
She did. She had to work. And you know, but you know what that is? You got no tabs.
So the final two creepy old men and what's his name? David decided they're going back to the house. They're going to confront the ghost once and for all, or confront Gregory or whoever is the house. They get to the house and they're not even there like 5 minutes. And David like falls through the stairs and breaks his leg.
He is such a bitch.
He's
useless.
He was very useful most of the movie.
I'm going to fall through. You know why? He fell through the floor. Why in the hell?
He what?
So, but I was going to say, but he like, you're right. And then he has one job. His one job. And he falls through the floor. Why? He fits the one spot.
I know. So Little Toad, whatever the older, chubbier politician old man, is like, I'm going to go get help. And he jumps in his car.
I'm going to get it. Oh, I'm going to get some help.
He's flying around. We again see the plow truck, Mr. Plow. And I was like, oh, man, so I was going to finally die by the plow. But no, he just swerves. And then the creepy little kid pops up behind him and is clearly possessed by Eva.
No, but he crashes first because he sees the plow.
Yeah.
because he's going to be like, he was going to hit.
He thought he was going to hit Eva.
No, he was hit Eva. And then also it was a plow. And he goes, oh my God, he wears off. But he's in the car like, oh yeah, man, I lived. And then the possessed little child does whatever he does.
Yeah, we don't know. It kind of was like the Jurassic Park scene where the Dilophosaurus is in the car with Ned and the car just shakes back and forth and he's dead.
Yeah.
That's what I like to imagine happen with this little kid.
Yeah, exactly. And then, of course, the plow was like, oh, shit.
I need to stay off these roads. He's all these old people are dying.
He's like, '80s, we need to pass a law. But at the same time, Ricky goes,
this is the part you were talking about.
Yeah, so Ricky gets his car, and somehow, like, here's the funny thing. So Ricky goes, this guy goes, well, you know, you're going to die, Ricky. And Ricky has his knife, and he's like, I'm not going to. He jabs this dude, Bates, right in the stomach. I'm like, well, you know, Ricky, you would have got a lot more power if you just hit him right in the
It throw. Seems to have done the job.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Because, the car flips a bunch of times, and Ricky crawls out unscathed.
Yeah, but a gut shot means that guy's still alive.
Well, the car flipped a lot. Maybe he wasn't wearing a seatbelt.
Yeah, it probably was. And I know Ricky was, but Ricky's old. You know why? Because he's Fred Astaire. Yeah, he dances way out. He did the whole like clicky, clicky, clicky. But so he comes out and he's like, and first, I don't know. Like, I don't know where he gets. How did he get the phone call?
I have no idea.
I know. So somehow,
he like got out of the car and was like, I need to drag the lake and pull up that car.
So all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of you is like, we need to drag the lake. Because literally, David's sitting at the bottom of the steps with a brace on it, of course. You know, Eva Elma
Bridezilla is coming downstairs.
Do you remember me?
Do you still want to have sex with me?
I know I'm cold.
And her hands all like gross and slimy.
No, that she touches his face. He's like,
he throws the flashlight and it goes right through her. So
that's what I'm saying.
She's not fully there.
Well, here's the deal. Once again,
she can go back and forth.
She can go back and forth. Why in the hell?
She's bi-ghostual.
Yes. But why? She should be like, she could have been like a CEO or some shit. She could have done some cool shit. She's like, you know what?
Why do you keep wanting her to work?
No, I'm just saying.
She's dead. Let her live her life and haunt people.
She could have been rich. She could have been like, I'm like, look.
What do you need money for? You're dead.
Look, they took away her life, right?
Right.
But she could have lived a life that she wanted. No. She could have lived a life. Because nobody knew who else she. Here's the deal. Nobody knew who she was. They're like, yeah, when she passed, nobody asked who she was. Nobody knew who she was. Nobody knew who she was.
I know.
You know what it was, though? But I'll tell you this. I said at the end of this movie, you know what it was? That's what money and white people do with rich kids. These kids were college kids, and their parents were like, make it disappear.
Seriously, this whole movie is just like...
It should have been Ghost Story 2. She doesn't die. She comes back and takes care of all the family. That'd been my whole thing.
This whole movie is just about how terrible old white men are.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, that's the movie because they dig up the body.
And it adds... No, but the psych... All of a sudden, the city's under light.
Yeah, like, things are better now. Her soul's at rest. The city could be at rest.
And David has shitloads of money because he can...
Because his dad and his brother are dead. And his mother's already dead, so he's the sole beneficiary of everything.
Money, 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 money.
So yeah, it was a fun movie. For some reason, I've watched this before, and I remember the four of them talking, but I thought it was in a graveyard at one point, so maybe I'm thinking of a different movie.
I'll tell you, though, I still love this movie, but I'll tell you the context of it is I haven't watched it for a while. And when you really see the context of like boomers and money,
yeah,
you're just like, all these things hit together. Like, wait a minute. Like, this woman disappears. Like, oh yeah, man, but she owned a home. So this home that people keep going into.
Yeah, she owned it. Cause no one's like,
yeah,
where's your parents? No, she owned this.
No, home. Yeah, she owned this home. But they must have bought the home because nobody touched it. And so the gist is like, oh yeah, man, she just disappeared. Nobody who knew she was. I'm like, man, they had rich parents to get rid of them. So literally the only person in this movie who literally is a hero is, yes,
Eva,
Alma. And I'll tell you, David on himself, because he was like, fuck my father. I'm doing what I want. Like, he wasn't about money. He was like,
also like, I'm not marrying this woman. She's insane.
Yeah. But he basically was like, this doesn't feel right. I'm a writer. Like, he was a good guy. And I feel like that is the thing, is you have two heroes of this movie.
I was kind of hoping they'd end up together.
I know, right? I
was hoping he could look past the, yeah, the rippling, hating, disgusting, look, melty face.
First of all, I blame Ricky, because Ricky just, you know, he opened up the, although she did say, I'm going to steal your soul or steal your,
yeah, life.
I mean, look, if she would have said, look, I don't, like, why can't we just be together? He goes, I know you're a little cold, because he even said his brother.
Yeah.
Look, she's really cold. I'm like, yeah, but you had no problem for 2 months banging that ass. I don't know what to say about that. It seems weird.
Now you're just nitpicking, sir.
Yeah, I mean, come on. You know, look, people who are cold all the time are not ghosts.
No, they're beautiful.
Yeah, so you just give them gloves and you just put them in blankets.
You just cuddle them up close.
Yes. And you have dogs who, like, cuddle up to them.
Yeah. All right, so that's the movie Ghost Story. It was fun. It was a good time.
I definitely recommend it. Like, it's a good show. It's like a really good Halloween show.
You're gonna have a good time.
Yes. And I recommend highly. I've loved that movie since I was a kid. So yeah.
All right. Well, we'll be back soon. Thank you for listening to another episode.
Yes, thank you all. And do not forget to buy some Traverse City whiskey. It is really great.
It's delicious.
It is awesome. And you got reasonable prices to good and to low. It's an amazing, it's a distillery.
If you order it online, say you heard about us from Bourbon and Blood, maybe we'll get.
They won't even know who we are. Yeah. All right. Say Bourbon and Blood sent you.
Yeah. All right. Thanks again, guys. Bye.
Bye.